The ocean is more ancient than the mountains, and frightened with memories of the dreams of time. Welcome to St. Paxton, a Pulp Cthulhu real play tabletop role playing experience starring Steph as Clara Carter, Mike as Nicholas Whatley, Fred as Edward Worthington III, Ben as Max Anderson, and your game master, Veronica.
Hey everybody, welcome back to another sexy episode of Welcome to St. Paxton, the premier podcast of the Sexy Vampire Network. I am your host and your game master, Veronica, and my pronouns are she, her. And just to all the vampires out there, you can turn me. I'm pro-turn.
For a moment, I thought you were going to say Sexronica.
Okay, here's what actually happened, is I actually started introing Podcat Podcast, the premier podcat at the Podcat Podcast Network.
That's impressive.
Are we under that, like, wing now? Are we a part of that podcast network?
I don't think you want to be, because the running joke in that is that we are sponsored by Halliburton.
What's Halliburton?
Oh, Halliburton is an evil corporation that spreads oil energy into the world. They're so bad. Hmm.
Interesting. I might use that in my next podcast game.
The next big bad.
With Monster of the Week. Powered by the apocalypse setting. And...
I'm sorry, Ben isn't here, so Fred, it's...
Oh, shit. This was the actual intro? Okay, hold on. And my name is Sexrick Greenleaf. And I am Edward Vampirington III. Wait, I thought we were doing a vampire podcast, isn't that what you said? Okay. Hey, guys, it's Fred. I play Edward Worthington III. And my pronouns are he, him.
Hey everyone, it's me, Mike Lane, and I am playing Aaron Jefferson. My pronouns are he, him.
And my name is Steph. I play Clara Carter. My pronouns are she, her.
I feel like I set all of you up to say whether or not you are pro or anti being turned.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess pro. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You guess pro, then that means no.
It depends on like what vampire turning rules apply, because there's some downsides that I'm like, you know what, I could do with
it. It depends on the specific lore for me, because I really like sunshine. Like, I can't handle the winter when there's no sun. So I would just like, if it was, you know, sunshine vampire Twilight thing, I would just be depressed.
I'm going to say also, you're like really limiting your lore.
I know. I do like sparkles, though. So, I mean, I guess that one would work, but.
I prefer the 30 Days of Night lore where they're like very animalistic and ferocious, you know. Oh,
that's exciting. And Mike, you're a hard no. Is that
no, what no, no. I'm just like every answer that has to do with contracting. It depends.
He's a lichen lover. That's why he wants to be a werewolf.
Werewolf. Not really.
Mummies? You want to be turned into a mummy?
Well,
mummy. Would you be a mummy? Because no.
Is it Brendan Fraser's mummy?
Oh,
exactly. Okay. Yes. Then I'll be a mummy. Yeah.
Because then, baby, I got some catching up to do. I'm going to get you and your little booty. Speaking of little booties and catching up, it is time to catch up with our patrons. Y'all, thank you so much for playing last time. And if you used luck, you're going to get to roll luck. And I don't think anyone lost HP, so you won't be losing, or you won't be rolling for HP this time around. Did anyone use luck last time?
Nope.
I think used some, yeah.
Okay. So, Edward, if you wanted to roll luck, you can go on, go off, if you will, as the kids say. And I am going to read the names of some very awesome patrons that are supporting the show.
So I rolled a 14, which is under my luck total, which means I would only get a d10 plus 5, but my luck feature still gives me that extra d10, so I rolled a 9 plus 5, gives me 14 points.
Oh, very good. And that luck roll was brought to you by Johnny Scott, Yoreen Hatting, Julian Sipek, Kara, Kaven Etifah, Kellyanne Catherine Copeland, Kenneth Cruz, Kieran Medley, Kyle Sherman, Landon Smith, Lillian, Lisa Slack, Martin Olt, Matthew Morris, Matthew Simone, and Melissa S. Thanks, y'all.
Thank you.
Edward, you have this moment where you feel like you're gonna lose consciousness if you stay underwater and in this koi pond much longer. You hear Whatley's final words, the reassurance that he knows that you miss him as you float up to the top of this koi pond. Let me know what you do.
With one last glance at Whatley, I break the surface of the water and I start to walk out. I reflect on what Whatley said, that there was a battle coming and that I could help him. I need to figure out what he meant and how I can get to him or how I can help. But I don't know. I'm at a loss. I need to find everybody else. And I walk back towards the group.
As you walk in, you'll pass Aaron, who is just sitting in this really serene butterfly garden, just sort of looking at a fountain and kind of meditating a bit. And you see the door close as someone has already walked into the back door of the hospital where you guys came out originally.
Am I still in the clearing with Aaron?
Yeah, you can be.
I walk up to Aaron and I say, "Hey, I'm really sorry about earlier. I think we kind of got off on the wrong foot."
Hey, no problem. Are you all wet?
Yeah, I didn't even think I was in the pond and, yeah, anyways. I'm Edward, and you're Aaron, right?
Yeah. I extend my hand.
I shake his hand. Hopefully we can, you know, work together, and I don't even know what it is that we're doing, but hopefully we can figure it out together.
Yeah, I'm happy to help. I mean, this beats cataloging antiques, you know what I mean?
Oh, is that what you used to do?
Yeah, right before, you know, all the monsters and the craziness and running to the library. And then Max just kind of grabbed me and here we are.
Got it. Crazy. Well, I'm going to go find Max and Clara. Did you want to come in with me or are you going to just stay out here for a bit?
Yeah, I think I can come back inside now.
Great. We walk in. Do we see Max and Clara?
Yeah, so you see Clara just sort of relaxing in the bed beside Nighthawk, and you watch as Max just walks through the door towards the restrooms.
Max stands up straight, looks directly at everyone, and says, "I gotta hit the shitter. I'll be right back." And he takes off out of the room. And you hear from a distance, "Navar, where's the shitter? That way? Okay, thank you." And Max runs off towards what you can only assume is the toilet.
Yeah, I maybe Max has got to be somewhere. But Clara, I just saw Whatley.
Outside?
Well, here? I saw him, but I wasn't with him.
Okay. Like a vision?
I don't know. Maybe, or a window to where he is, or maybe I was hallucinating from lack of oxygen.
Everyone roll spot hidden.
I got 88 out of 26.
I got an 86 over 65.
I got an 85 out of 65.
Okay.
We don't see anything.
Nope. Thank you.
I run over to where the blankets are, and I grab one and just throw it over Edward's shoulders.
Oh, thanks, Aaron. I keep forgetting I'm just drenched right now, but...
And they always keep it cold in, you know, medical clinics and hospitals and things, so...
So did she go for a swim? Was it raining?
No, Dr. Mason thought it would be good for me to reconnect with myself if I took a dip into the water. And while I was in the koi pond outside, something happened and I was connected with Whatley. And wherever he is, he mentioned that there's a war going on and that we need to help him.
Edward, here, I brought you some scrubs. I saw that you were dripping when you came in. So.
Thank you, Doctor. And I just start taking my clothes off.
Mary stops to watch.
Obviously, I don't take off, like, you know, my underwear, but I take off the jeans, the shirt, and then I start putting the scrubs on. That's better. Yeah, thank you.
Of course. You said that you saw Whatley. I'm sorry, I heard as I walked in.
A vision, or maybe a window to where he is, but I was able to speak with him.
Okay.
So do we need to get to where he's at to help him? Is that
well, he said
what
there's
you're
a,
saying?
He said there's a war coming. He said that I was supposed to help him in some way, and it involves all of the things that was expelled out of the island.
Okay. Like, maybe they're not so happy that we expelled them from the island. I do feel like we need to focus on keeping the island safe now that we've cleared it out.
You're right. Maybe we should sync up with Ezra and maybe find some books, you know, or figure out maybe some magics. I mean, we need to figure out how to find Whatley and maybe create a protection spell. Similar to how Bellamy, you know, she casts that, like, net of protection on the island.
Yeah, I don't know if I have power anymore.
What do you mean? You have your dragon powers.
Yeah, I had dragon powers.
What?
Oh, we're talking about D&D. Dungeons and Dragons, the dragon powers. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Yeah, this game we're playing, and I think my character in our game, Edward, I think she might have lost her powers.
Roll fast talk.
That's a 63 out of 50, so I'll spend 13 luck.
Great, what do you have to roll against that?
So I rolled a 99, so it doesn't matter. Good job.
Well, because Aaron doesn't know what the hell you're talking about either.
That's fair.
True.
I got a 40 out of, I don't know what we're using.
Psychology?
Your fast talk is versus in this particular situation. Yeah, roll against psychology. That'll be fine.
Oh, okay, then I lost big time.
Wait, are we not talking about our powers?
Oh my, I don't wanna break Mary by telling her about magic.
What do you mean? Like,
let's go out in the hall, Edward. Okay. We'll be right back, everyone. Bye.
Yeah, the bathroom is this way.
Yeah. It's those empanadas again. Sorry. And I'm going to grab Edward by the arm and walk out in the hallway.
She's got quite the irritable bowel.
Oh, my God.
Well, that was peculiar.
Yeah, that was oh, my God.
I'm going to close the door once we get out in the hall. Okay, so, yes, I'm talking about our powers, Edward.
I
don't want to, like...
What? Okay.
Like, the other Mary was fragile, and we kind of broke her, and I don't want to do that with this Mary by being like, oh, I transformed into a dragon, and then I might have potentially used up all of my powers to save Nighthawk, because I accidentally maybe killed Nighthawk, and I don't really know if I have any powers left.
Oh. Okay, yeah, yeah.
So, we're all caught up now, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So we're not talking about expelling monsters from the island and using our powers and who we are and all of that stuff.
I just don't think we should talk about that in front of Mary.
Okay.
Until we see what she's comfortable with. I don't want to.
But Aaron, we could tell Aaron.
He seemed a little weird about the walls earlier. I mean, let's feel them out for what they're comfortable with. I just don't want to dump a bunch of wild stuff on them.
Okay.
And have them freak out.
No, you're right.
So take it slow, okay, and kind of feel things out, you know?
Okay. Should we go find Max and tell him also that we're keeping everything kind of like on the down low? Just in case he accidentally says something.
Yeah. I mean, we could ask him what Aaron already knows, and that'll kind of give us an idea of what we can say around him, you know, so we don't upset him.
All right. I mean, I guess we could wait till he gets out of the bathroom. But, okay. So, Watley, we need to figure out how to get to him. And how do we do that?
Well, do we know where he is to start with?
In another parallel universe or plane or planet.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
So here's my thought. Here's my thought process, right? When I had powers, I don't think it was necessarily that I could turn invisible. I think it was more that I was shifting, right? And so, like, I have this whole, you could call it God of Death thing. And so I think, like, maybe I was shifting to, like, an after plane, if you will. And so, but I appeared invisible. But it's possible maybe I could have shifted to other planes. But right now I don't know if I can do anything.
Okay.
So
we have to figure out how to get your powers back. So that's one thing we need to do, right?
Yeah.
Wait, what about Nighthawk? Can we talk to Nighthawk about this stuff? Right?
Maybe leave out the part where I maybe accidentally killed them. / told what's his name to kill them. Let's leave out that part.
Okay.
yeah, thanks.
But we can.
But Nighthawk knows about all Nighthawk, this crazy stuff going on. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, Nighthawk is in the know.
Okay.
You know.
I look around expectantly. They usually show up immediately after. Their name is.
Do you hear any sneakers?
No.
Roll, listen.
Oh. I think I have. Oh, I have a bonus die for listen. Oh, wait. which I don't need because I rolled a 4. Oof.
Nice.
Out of 81. So wow. That's an extreme success.
Is that like your superpower?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, it really is.
And why are you not listening more?
Yeah, right.
Well, I have no answer for
that. You should be hearing everything that's happening in the bathroom with Max right now. You could probably hear all of that.
Max, just kidding. Just kidding.
34 out of 40. I succeed as well. Okay. Not as aggressively.
So as you stop and wait and listen for the sneaky sneaks of Nighthawk, you don't hear those things, but you do hear Mary as she says, "No, not in that, in the bottom one." And she's yelling at someone, Aaron. As Edward and Clara have left the infirmary, you watch as Dr. Mason goes bed to bed and is checking on patients. And she walks over to this young kid, Nighthawk, who you know through the community and just generally being around and being helpful. And the kid is not moving and not talking very much. And so she walks over and starts jiggling their arm and nothing happens. So she pulls out a little flashlight and lifts up the kid's eyelids. And you see, instead of pupils, there's just this great big black void with white birds just flickering all over the eye or the eyeball. And as she shines the light into his eyes, they just start convulsing over and over. And she gets very scared and she starts giving you directions for what to do. And one of those things is she wants you to reach into this middle drawer to hand her some sort of device, but you don't know the medical jargon or anything, so you're really confused. And that is when Edward and Clara hear her scream, "No, not that one, in the other drawer."
Okay, this, I hold up another tool.
That'll be fine. Why don't you go and find Edward for me, please?
He's right there. Edward.
I'm coming. We should probably get back in there.
Yeah, sounds like something's happening.
Aaron, doctor, what's going on? Seems like you're at a loss for words. Maybe I should take a look at your patient and see if there's anything I can deduce.
That'd be great.
Bird convulsions.
Oh, bird convulsions. I'm not a veterinarian, but I can do my best.
So what Mary was trying to get from you was some anti-seizure medication. And so, Edward, you understand where that would be. You know how Mary has her prescription carts and everything set up. So you're able to go and immediately get the correct medication. And then, you know, you can basically understand how much of that Nighthawk is going to need. And you can administer that to him. Roll medicine.
77, but under, for an 84, so that's a success.
Okay. Yeah, you don't need an extreme success or anything.
I immediately grab the syringe and the bottle. I plunge it into the bottle, 300 cc's, okay. And then I apply it into Nighthawk immediately and press down on the plunger. Okay, there you go.
Nighthawk's body begins to relax, stop convulsing, and they close their eyes. And you hear in the background of the hospital this, like, voice coming from outside of the infirmary. And it sounds kind of like Watley clacking on a typewriter and saying, "No, and he was just here. Yeah, and I think my friend will be here, and he'll be able to send help. Nighthawk, you know where to find him. Tell Edward what's happening, what's going on here." And then Nighthawk's eyes just sort of flutter open. I didn't kill Whatley, so that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I found him.
You did?
Good okay. job.
Yeah.
Don't move around too much, okay? Just
okay.
lie there.
So here's the thing, is that we gotta figure out what's happening with this, with this place, right? And basically, there are rooms here that we can use to connect to the other places where Whatley and his friends are. And
oh, like the weird science lab or something like that?
Yeah, I mean, whatever. I don't know, but that's what he said, is that there's a lot to unlock here.
Okay. That's great.
So we need to explore the library and everything we need's here. That's good news.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. That's good.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you feeling okay?
Yeah, I feel fine.
Do you need anything?
No, never.
Okay.
I'm fine.
We'll just...
Take a little bit of baby nap, though.
Yeah, get some rest. Call if you need anything, okay?
Okay. Guys, I just wanted to say good luck!
Thank
you. Thanks.
I give Nighthawk a pat on the shoulder. Thanks, Nighthawk. I appreciate it. I look at Clara. Okay, so... when we... came back or left the restroom or whatever, Max was talking about a map and ink.
Oh,
right.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh.
Yeah. Can you show us where that is, Aaron?
Sure. But Clara, are you cleared to leave?
I feel fine.
I immediately start placing my hand on her forehead. Nope, her temperature's okay.
I'm fine.
I just don't want that doctor lady to be mad at me anymore.
I mean, fair. It's fine. Clearly, I'm okay, and I have been. So, yeah, this is more important. Let's go explore. Let's find the maps.
Is Dr. Mason in the room with us?
Oh, yeah. Dr. Mason is in the room, but she is tending to another patient. So,
Doctor, I just want to let you know I'm going to be taking care of these two patients. They'll be under my care. We're actually going to go walk the facilities, get some fresh air. I think some exercise will do both of them very good.
Yeah, okay.
Also feeling great. Totally fine. So.
Edward. And she gives you a knowing look. And that's all she'll say.
I nod and immediately usher them out of the room. Okay, let's go before she says anything. Come on.
Okay, yeah, Aaron, where's the maps?
Okay, right this way.
So, Aaron, how long have you and Max been hanging out?
Oh, like, 3 episodes now?
Oh, okay. Wow, that's a lot of episodes. I didn't realize that. Wow. I listened. Well, it's only been like 2, but...
Unbelievable.
It's really been, I don't know, like, what, an hour? I mean, I know of you guys. And speaking of which, since you brought it up, what happened to Bellamy? Like, I haven't seen her at all. Where'd she go?
Yeah,
Did she get... like the other things? And he motions with his hands...
No, she was helping out before that to protect the island. She had to leave to do that.
Oh, okay.
Is
she with Whatley?
No. I mean, granted, I don't know where Whatley is, so... Who knows, but no, not as far as I know.
Okay.
Yeah, she's on a mission, and we can't get a hold of her right now.
Okay.
It's top secret and we can't talk to you about it. So the map room, though.
Yeah. Oh, Rob.
Yeah.
Right this way.
Should we grab Max since the bathroom's on the way? Do you think? Let's just knock on the door, see if he's good to go.
I mean, that's just odd, Clara. I mean, let the man do his business.
How long does he need? It's been, what, like 42 minutes?
You're also timing Max while he's in the bathroom. Is there something you want to tell us, Clara?
I mean, I realize he is kind of competitive, but...
Finally using my watch? I don't know. Okay, to the map room.
Unbelievable. All those things that Ben recorded for us.
Oh, that's right. Like, that's right. We're supposed to use that, huh?
That's why I was trying to knock on the door, and then you guys are like, no, you weirdo.
Nope. Yeah, it's canon that you guys walked right past that door.
Finally, some peace and quiet. And Max locks the door to the bathroom. Oh, feel like I've been running myself ragged. He pulls his pants down to his ankles, makes sure the seat is down, and sits down on the toilet. Oh, I don't think I've gotten one bit of sleep since, oh gosh. Since that time we stayed at that hotel. Oh man. Wow. What a crazy time. And was that... Okay, so was that Darius that left me that bag of guns? Huh. Or was that someone else? I mean, the timeline's crazy. Huh. Max kind of leans back onto the toilet itself. Normally very gross, but I assume this place is very clean. Unused, if you will. Very well kept, if even used at all. So his back's against the back of the toilet and starts to really relax, kind of leans down into the seat. Not so much that, you know, his stuff is touching the toilet seat or anything like that, but he's leaned back. He's getting comfortable. Oh my gosh, and also this new place, this new guy. Ugh. Jeez. Well, I'm just gonna... Max falls asleep on the toilet. Finally getting a moment to relax, to rest.
So as you walk into the map room... Aaron, you noticed that the map room is kind of different than it was in the last time that you were in there. In fact, there seem to be floating books. So things that are like just going into shelves and into those really large cabinets. And it seems like those are being moved without anyone actually touching them, as though there's some sort of spell that's moving these maps and files all around.
So, like, that wasn't happening before, and all of that is a little crazy.
Okay. So how did Max interact with it? What did he do?
So we got the ink on the map, and that, see right here, here's the legend with like all of the different rooms, and then here's the diagram of the library, I guess is what we're calling it still. And yeah, as you could see, there is like, there's some rooms. And so, like I was saying, okay, so right here, this is that weird science lab I was telling you about. Sounds like some weird, where you would go to find what you guys are talking about, right? Because, you know, otherwise, I don't know where you would go for that.
Yeah. That sounds good. Is there any, like, teleportation rooms, or maybe, you know, like magical portal rooms, anything like that?
I don't recall. Can I look at the map again? Okay. No, I don't think that popped up.
Any like magic spell rooms?
No.
What about
spells just be in the library?
Oh, I mean, I guess that makes sense. So no rooms that say like infinite parallel universes, doorways.
This way to walk.
You know, I could just hold the map up for
look,
you.
Don't look at me like that. I'm okay, just grasping at straws, V.
Yeah, let's look at this map.
Okay.
So you don't see an infinite portal to Whatley room. In fact, I'll go through these rooms with you so you know what they are. So you have a weapons and munitions store, butterfly house, a koi pond, an infirmary. There is a room for Clem specifically, so like a sanctuary for Clem. There is a local bar, the map room, which you are currently in, the observatory, which you have been in. There is a crow's nest, a seance parlor. There is a garage where you have access to all sorts of like vehicles, boats, things of that nature. And then you have the archive room. You also have a demolitions bunker, so if you ever need that. And then you have workshops, an arboretum. You have a laboratory, a weird laboratory. Let's see, what else you got? Oh, you have your gallery as well.
Yeah.
There's gyms. There's an occult archive. There's an occult library. There is an occult temple as well. And there is an occult workshop. You also have a game room. A movie theater room. And I think that's about it for now. So that's the gist of what you have. And then of course you have your dormitories as well, so you have places to stay.
Okay, so looking over this list, I also kind of think that maybe we shouldn't take everything at face value, because like you said, you went to a koi pond and you saw Whatley. So I don't know. Maybe we go to the butterfly field and we fly to Whatley. I don't know how it works, but I just think like maybe things aren't as they seem.
What's a seance parlor?
Well, it sounds like fun, but
it might be a place to commune with those that have passed. Is there
pass to other places?
I mean, that's a possibility. I mean, well, I guess we can try anything.
Yes. I love that. I mean, I feel like recent experiences have led me to believe death is just like another place. So
what?
That's just my personal beliefs. So, you know, maybe seance works the same way with other planes.
Okay. Why don't we...
It is a shame we don't have Max, though, because he has some abilities.
Oh, abilities.
Yeah. Yeah. And,
are you talking about your game again?
Yes.
Yes. He has her character sheet.
Roll fast talk.
It's a 52 out of 50.
Would you like to use some luck?
You have like 100 luck. Just spend yeah, 2 points.
I do. Like, I have plenty of luck to spend. It's just like, I almost do kind of want him to get in on what we're talking about.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair.
So it, yeah.
Aaron, she is a fucking liar.
Okay. Well, if you're going to put it that way.
Nope. Too late.
Too late.
It's my role now.
Didn't use luck. Fair. This is what you get.
Fair.
But, you know, what can you expect? She's a politician, you know?
So. Oh my Damn. God. Shots fired.
Hey, so, wow. Listen, Clara, you can think of me as not one of your constituents, but just as a friend. Like, I'm here to help. So I don't know why you're trying to, like, keep me out of the loop here, but, you know, you could just tell me what's going on and maybe I can help.
Okay, you're right. That's,
Claire's a dragon and I can heal people. And Max is the renegade.
Wow.
He absorbed Bellamy and he has Bellamy's powers. Okay.
Okay. I was going to phrase that a bit more delicately, what? But
yes. I would like to phrase it. I would like to phrase it, please. Roll sanity as Edward catches you up on almost 3 seasons of goddamn lore.
Damn it.
There were these kids and they were missing, so we went looking for them and
don't break him immediately.
It's too fucking late for you and your dumb shit. Ooh, girl.
And then there's this guy named Rudy, and he has empanadas, and he's always there when we need a ride.
Damn it, so close.
And there's this guy named Sam who's really
I got
nice.
A 68 out of 65.
I think you're saying nice wrong.
All right, talk amongst yourselves while I figure out what this means for him.
Okay, look.
Okay, so maybe I should have spent the luck.
Look, Clara, I'm sorry, but we just... Aaron needs to be caught up. I don't think we should keep things from him.
You could have done that.
He...
Delicately. You're not being delicate Aaron. Lately, Edward. Like, oh, Clara, you're having a psychotic break. Like, no, I was just a little stressed. Like, put things more delicately. Tact. It's called tact.
Look... Dr. Mason has always said I have horrible bedside manners. So, I mean, look, I just say things.
You're very charming, but you have no tact. Yeah. Yeah. We could have been like, just, you know.
Yeah, why don't you tell us, Clara? Yeah. Why don't you tell us how we could delicately tell people that you're a dragon?
I wouldn't have started with I'm a dragon because that's like the biggest thing. Maybe like. Oh, by the way, magic is real. And yeah, we also have these abilities.
She lost an eye. She got it back. You know, I mean.
Yeah, it's, you know. I'm not just going to like dive into. Wow. Nope. Did not do that personally. Did not. Also sacrificed possibly everything to bring Nighthawk back.
That's fair.
She's
just no longer a dragon.
Throwing that out there. Yeah, okay. Yeah, was eaten alive by Whatley's brother once. Like, if we're just throwing stuff out there, let's just throw it all out.
Oh my god! Whatley's brother! Whatley's not here to watch him! What?
I'm not gonna watch him, he ate me alive!
What if he's, like, alone and scared and hungry?
And eating people.
So, as Edward brings you up to speed, Aaron... And as he mentions how he came to know Whatley, at first he was like, thumbs down for Whatley. And then there was this miraculous turnaround. And then they became pretty good buds after Edward had shot this kid in the face. And then Whatley fixed it. And it was all good after that. So after he admits all this murder shit and everything to you, you kind of think about the last time that you saw Whatley on the island, he was going to dump something in the local little recycling dump area. And you often go there to rummage around for antiques and things that people leave behind. And you think that there is probably something in that field or in that little dump area that's going to help you guys with ever like pulling all of these things together, because, you know, the secrets to the future are in the past. And what do we have but the garbage of our present to lead us to the future beyond? Sorry, that's about how stupid the idea is. So, anyways, I'm really excited for you to turn into a trash man, because that's where you got to convince these people that they're whatever they need here. Dumb, not gonna work. You got to go to the dump first. That's where all the real treasure is.
And you're from Jersey now.
And you're from Jersey. Okay, so there you go.
Okay, this, although very surprising, makes a lot of sense. Also, I totally missed the fact that you had two eyes. Like, I just realized you haven't been wearing your eye patch.
Yeah. There's that, huh?
My gosh.
Yeah. Yay.
Okay, you know,
I have peripheral vision again.
What I'm thinking and how I think I'm going to help you guys so much. You're going to be like, what were we doing before Aaron? And I'll tell you, struggling. Because here's how easy it's going to be now. Listen, I've seen Whatley before. Like, right, he goes to this place and he throws stuff away. Like, well, recycles it more, really. And I go there a lot to pull out some of the odds and ends that people like to purchase as antiques. So, you know, I go and pull it out, clean it up, you know, do some restoration, and boom, sale. Totally works. So I'm thinking what the missing piece of this is, he has like an artifact or something buried in all of that, and we gotta go get it. And that's what's gonna let us like link up with him, right? Like through the what did you call it? The dimensional door thing, infinite universe? Yeah, that.
As Aaron says all of this stuff, he says it with so much charisma, with so much earnesty, that you do genuinely feel like he's put so much thought into this. So however you feel about this presentation, I want you to feel like it's just leveled up a little bit. Oprah has said it.
Wow, Aaron, I gotta say, like, I'm impressed. You've taken this all pretty well and come up with a plan.
It was a pretty quick turnaround.
Yeah. This kind of makes sense. There was a point where Ezra had found Whatley's lighter, and I think we were using that to try to connect with him. So maybe if there is something that was important to him, we can use that to try to, like, locate him. So, you know what? That actually sounds great, Aaron. Why don't we grab Max, and why don't we head out to this place you're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
So now knocking on the bathroom door is a good idea, just for the record.
We could leave him behind if you want.
No, I think we should knock and at least let him know where we're going.
I'm not timing how long he's in there, but, you know, it's... If we're gonna leave the library, we should probably let him know. I mean, he's probably gonna be wondering.
Yep, I agree.
You know.
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Hey, Max.
Edward. I am so busy.
You know, it's we.
Please go away. I'm taking the dump of my life out here.
Here's the deal, though. Aaron came up with this great idea about.
Oh yeah, Aaron. I vetted him. You can trust him. Okay, thank you. Goodbye. And you hear just flush, 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 flush over and over again.
Oh.
Sounds rough, buddy. You know, you should probably think about what you're eating. It's probably what's... never mind.
Was it the empanadas?
You guys are going to... he's going to come back and his character is no longer going to be buff. He's going skinny shit, Max.
He's pooped it all out.
Keep on doing what you're doing in there, Max. Just keep on letting it all out, buddy. So maybe we should just go without him. He sounds a little busy. Struggling.
Yeah.
Like you said, Aaron, before we met you, we were all struggling, and he's still struggling in there, so maybe we should
lead the way.
Give him another 42 minutes or something like that, you know?
But who's counting?
Out of the corner of your eye, you see someone walk to the front door, which is nearby where you all are. And you see Navarre in his really nice suit, and, you know, his stuff is all taken care of. He has his little notepad. I see that you are going on a trek of some sort. Is that correct?
Yes.
Wow, where did you come from and hear that?
My office is just around the corner.
He's magical.
Oh.
I assure you, sir, that I am not magical whatsoever.
Look at that.
I just happened to be here when you needed me.
Okay. So are you offering to drive us to where we need to go?
Of course not. I don't drive.
Oh.
I was just going to say, perhaps if you needed to leave a message, or did you require me to come along with you?
I think maybe if you could tell Max where we are. So if he wants to catch up, he can.
Perfect. I can send him the message.
Excellent. Aaron, do you want to let him know where it is?
Oh, yeah. Here, I'll jot down the address for you.
And Navarre looks very upset that you've taken his pen and paper out of his hand and are just jotting it down sideways on his piece of paper, even though he writes in very clear lines. And, oh, this is the worst thing that's happened to him today.
And then I underline it.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Oh, and here's your pen. Here's your pen.
Keep it.
Oh, thanks.
It's a really nice pen.
Oh. Hang on with this.
So, I would have to assume that you've been talking about the St. Paxton pick and pull. Is that what you've been talking about? The dump, you know, outside of town?
Yeah, well, it's not exactly there, but yes.
Okay, well, how about this? Let's go to the garage, we'll get a car, and we'll just try to get there as quick as possible.
Sounds good.
Okay, Steph and Fred, please remove your headphones.
Oh, boy.
Aaron, as you get these two out of the library and into a cab, you have this urge to get them to the dump that you know is quite secluded. And although you've never done this before, perhaps now is a really good time to start murder. And your intent is to somehow bring them both down and leave their bodies there at the St. Paxton dump. Put your headphones back on. So, Edward, go ahead and what are your plans here for the vehicle?
So we enter into the garage, and I just imagine this, like, astronomically large room, because there are so many options for us to choose from.
Yes.
And there is just kind of like this crazy wall of just like keys. And I just start walking up and down the rows of cars. And I look at Clara and I go, you know, it's probably been a while since you've driven. Do you have a preference?
Something fast and colorful.
Okay. All right. And I kind of close my eyes and I imagine a McLaren, and I open them, and bright blue, sparkling and low to the ground is a sexy vehicle. And I immediately start looking through the keys on the wall, and I grab the keys. I toss them to Clara, and then I jump and slide across the front of the car to get onto the other side. What are you waiting for?
Oh, hell yeah. I will run to the driver's
side. Wait a minute. Does, like, the magic just fill out the registration and insurance? We can't just take this out onto the road.
Aaron, try not to think too much about it, and let's just...
Oh, because she's the mayor. Ah, okay.
Yes, yes.
Yes, that's why.
She took leadership classes for this.
Oh.
Class, yes.
Was it only one class?
Well, it's only one class, but yeah.
That makes details. Sense, yeah.
Let's go, and I will start the car.
So the gang zips over to the dump. It doesn't take very long to get there. And Aaron takes you down a secluded driveway. So you go past the main entrance and into the side area. And he talks about how, oh, he has this really great little spot that he likes to pick from. And he knows that Watley went there a lot. And you go over to the side and he shows you where to park the car, and as you all get out, Aaron, let me know what you do.
Okay, so what we need to do is, all right, you see that hill right there and that cliff kind of overlooking this? We should possibly be able to spot something from there. So why don't we just head right up there?
So up the hill so we can spot something tiny in the...
Well, yeah, but it's there's so much.
Is that what I'm understanding?
But, you know, I can point out kind of like where we should go versus you try to get down in there and try to leave. It's like a maze, you know? So if we kind of know like the landmarks and everything, it'll be so much easier.
Aaron, in the back of your mind, you're going through all of these stories that Edward told you, and you remember that Clara doesn't know if she can turn into a dragon or not, and so you also think that you might be able to pitch this cliff as a way for her to run and turn into her dragon form, so perhaps she can practice flying here as well.
You know, you were also talking earlier about... not being able to change into a dragon anymore? It was part of the thing you were talking about, and,
yeah.
You know, because of how high up that is, that might actually be, like, a cool spot to see, because then you can kind of also just fly over all of it. You'll have the, dragon eyes view.
Or I could just, like, try to turn into a dragon somewhere down low in case I don't turn into a dragon and fall off a cliff.
Well, yeah, you change before you jump. I don't think dragons have to...
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to change, like, flight or, like, do you dive off first and then... Okay. Because that sounds crazy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think I should take a run at it and then try to turn. Like, maybe I'll just, like, try to turn. But yeah, I had great vision as a dragon. So, how big is the space that we're standing in currently?
What do you mean? What do you mean, the space? Like, you're in open space.
So, like, if I stepped away from the other two, I could...
Yeah, yeah.
...theoretically turn into a dragon without hitting anything.
Oh, sure, sure.
Okay. So I'm going to kind of back up from the other two and just be like, okay, hold on. Let me just try this here. And I'm going to close my eyes and picture myself as a dragon.
Roll power.
11 out of 95, which is an extreme success.
Great. Clara, as you get away from your friends and into a position where you feel like, okay, this is the spot where I transform. You feel the scales of your dragon form start to appear all over your body. Edward and Aaron, you watch as Clara's body elongates in front of you, and she becomes this like 10, maybe even 12 foot tall humanoid creature with scales and a tail and wings. And so she's more humanoid than dragon at this point. And she, her hands turn into these long taloned claws. Clara, as you transform into this hybrid dragon version of yourself, you feel yourself more powerful than you were in your large dragon form. You have all of the benefit of being dragon and all of the benefit of being a humanoid creature. So with your extreme success, you have transformed into this hybrid dragon. Unfortunately, you play in my game, and you see before you this vast horde of treasures, and you begin descending into this glorious horde that your humans have assembled for you to worship you and to give you the adoration that you deserve. And you begin to claim each tin can, each expired jug of milk as your own, because this is the offering that the people of St. Paxton have given to you. And that's where we're going to call it.
Well,
Birdie said, "Trash Lord Clara." Trash Lord.
Yeah, I do think that is about the offering that they would give to Clara anyway.
Not Star Lord. Trash Lord.
Trash Lord. Oh my god.
Oh boy.
Don't you try and pull on extreme success with me, baby.
My power is like ridiculously high.
It's so good.
Aaron's gonna have to roll another sanity check. Probably me also, too. Oh, that's different.
I didn't really think it through that, you know, like last time I got really big, all my clothes ripped off, so oopsie. Ugh, who needs clothes?
Well, who ever thought that we would be redefining dragon lore here in Welcome to St. Paxton? But guess what? That is what we do. We don't follow fucking rules. And if you want to follow us on Twitter.com, you can follow us at St. Paxton Podcast.
You can follow me at I Think I'm Fred.
I'm at One Gaming Lane.
I'm at Starlit Firefly.
And I'm at Typical Veronica. And we'll see you next time with Ben. And possibly some people will have sanity issues.
It'll be a flushing success.
Hey!
Oh! All right. Bye!
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 This episode was edited by Steph Kingston. You can find her on Twitter at Steph O. Kingston. This episode was produced by me, Veronica. The intro for the show was composed by Rob Anderson. You can find him on Twitter at PotentiallyRob. Voiceover in the intro was provided by Hiroshi Sutherland. You can find him on Twitter at MaybeHiroshi.